A little background, the first gay pride march in Atlanta was when?
Was 1971, shortly after the famous Stonewall episode. Stonewall was a bar in New York, gay bar. There was a police raid, and the frequenters of the bar fought back at the police. And it's long seen as a kind of a landmark in sort of the origins of the modern gay liberation movement. And so not too long after that, there was the first gay pride march in Atlanta. The story goes, and I'm not sure whether it's true, that at least some of the participants actually had bags over their head at the beginning because they didn't want to be publicly revealed as coming out of the closet as gay.
Most of society, mainstream society in those days, was at best ambivalent about homosexuality.
At best.
And certainly the mainstream churches nationwide were opposed to homosexuality, some stridently so.
And you also had, emerging in the mid-70s, the moral majority, the Christian conservative movement that really got legs and gathered steam and became quite a force in politics, particularly in the South as well as in other parts of the country. But the moral majority was organized and certainly staunchly anti-homosexual at that time as well.
And then along came Anita Bryant.
Anita Bryant in the late 1970s was an actress, very publicly anti-gay, anti-homosexual. So there was a lot of backlash. And then in the early 1980s, of course, you have the advent of AIDS as well. And actually, I think the advent of AIDS both increased hostility to gay folks, but then also kind of galvanized the movement more. And so the Gay Pride March in the 1980s begins to pick up a little bit of steam, especially by the late 80s. At the same time, you have strong opponents to homosexuals, to gay rights, religious conservatives. You have quite an antagonistic, polarized kind of situation by the late 1980s.
That churches in Midtown came out, so to speak, in support of gay pride, not a big surprise when you consider the gay population of Midtown Atlanta in the 80s. But my question is, if the first gay pride event was 1971 and the churches come out in 1991 in Midtown, why did it take so long?
Well, there are a couple of things that are going on here. Remember, there is a strong religious conservatism that includes an anti-homosexual position, anti-gay kind of position, that homosexuality is an abomination, that it's a curse in some sense. And there was one particular church in Midtown, the First Baptist Church, just north of where the Fox Theater is.
It's the Reverend Charles Stanley's
Reverend
Church.
Reverend Charles Stanley was quite well known, and who personally did, in fact, call AIDS God's curse upon homosexuals. And members of that church would be quite vociferous in sort of taunting the marchers as they went up Peachtree Street towards Piedmont Park. And in response, you had some of the marchers, you know, be very confrontational with members of the church, go right up to the church steps of the First Baptist Church. And the First Baptist Church had constructed barricades and brought security personnel in. So at the very least, it was a bad vibe. It was like a really confrontational, ugly kind of situation as the marchers would go through that one block just north of the Fox. And St. Mark's Methodist Church, United Methodist Church, also on Peachtree Street, was a church that had been fairly played a fairly active role in the civil rights movement. One of its ministers, Dowdall Kilpatrick, authored something called the Minister's Manifesto about the public schools in the late 50s. But it had been an urban church in decline. It had experienced white flight. It had experienced sort of general suburban flight. A new minister, the Reverend Mark Cordell, came into town around 1990 and kind of was wondering about diminishing membership in the church and kind of recognized that increasingly a number of people living in the neighborhood were gay folks, and said, well, maybe we should reach out to our own neighborhood in this kind of way.
Did the activity by the First Baptist Church sort of spur other churches that were more left-leaning, if I can use that phrase, to?
I would use the phrase gay-friendly. Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, precisely what motivated what's called the miracle on Peachtree Street, where there were congregants within St. Mark who said, let's offer a different kind of spirit to the marchers going down Peachtree. Let's supply them with water and invite them into our church and say that all are welcome.
So during the Gay Pride March in 91, the churches were actively out on the street supporting the marchers.
Right. So providing water. And again, we're talking about a considerable number of people by this time. We're talking about 10 to 20,000 people, a large march by this time. And all of a sudden, where you had had this kind of confrontational situation, now you had people providing water and saying, passing out flyers saying everyone is welcome at St. Mark's. So an altogether different kind of spirit.
So I guess that's, that can be viewed as a turning point then, certainly for Midtown Atlanta, but also an attitude toward the gay population in the city.
Yes. I mean, obviously within churches, we're still very much experiencing a lot of complexity concerning same-sex marriage, for instance, and many, many other issues related to the gay community. But it was something of a turning point. St. Mark's played the way, but there were other churches as well that became kind of more gay-friendly, if you will, around that same time. So it is seen correctly as a landmark. I think today the majority of the congregants at St. Mark's define themselves as gay, you know, and it really has continued in that path that originated 22 years ago today.
Cliff Kuhn, thank you very much.
Thank you.